Hi, VoiceTubers. I am Judy. Welcome back to our pronunciation challenge. Long time no see, you guys. How have you been? It's pretty excited for me to come back to be your host again and continue sharing these interesting videos with you. And as usual, if you have any questions about learning English or anything, just leave a comment below. I will do my best to answer you. So today, I chose a video which is about the five things that will make you unhappy. And in this video, it mentioned if you are the person who always expects to control others or the situation, or likes to compare everything with others, then you tend to be unhappy. Are you this kind of person? If you are, you can check this video out. Maybe you will find yourself in this video. So today, our topic sentence is this. We are so busy idolizing celebrities, daydreaming about our crushes, prioritizing our besties, and consuming ourselves with media that we ignore our closest friend, ourselves. We are so busy idolizing celebrities, daydreaming about our crushes, prioritizing our besties, and consuming ourselves with media that we ignore our closest friend, ourselves. 好，那我们可以来看到今天的学习重点。第一个单字是 idolize。idolize 这个字呢，它是一个动词，它的意思是把点点点当成偶像崇拜。其实它就是 idol 这单字变来的。idol 是名词偶像，那 idolize 就变成动词，把点点点当成偶像崇拜。我们可以造个例句，像是 She idolizes her father， 就是她把她的爸爸当成偶像崇拜。那崇拜这个单字就可以让我们联想到另外一个单字，欣赏。欣赏的英文是 admire。那另外一个一样是欣赏或者是感激的单字是 appreciate。那如果 appreciate 当成感激，我们可以造一个例句，像是 I really appreciated your kindness， 就是我非常感激你的好心。好，第二个学习重点的单字是 crush。 它原本的意思是动词压碎。那如果它当名词的话，在口语中可以当成迷恋，比如说我迷恋某一个人。我们再一个例句，比如说你身边的一个好朋友对班上的一个帅哥很迷恋，你就可以说 My best friend has a crush on the handsome guy in our class. Has a crush on就是迷恋的一个片语，所以这其实蛮可以用在日常生活中的。那如果 crush 原本的意思我们刚刚说过是一个动词压碎，我们也可以找个例句， Please don't crush my package。 比如说你今天要寄个包裹，你就跟寄的邮差讲说，请你不要压碎我的包裹，因为里面有很重要的东西，就可以用这句话， Please don't crush my package。那我们可以联想到其他一些动词，比如说第一个挤，挤的动词是 squeeze。 I squeezed my toothpaste， 就是你每天早上会做的事情，就是你会挤牙膏刷牙。那第二个我联想到的一个动词就是压的英文就是 press。那我相信 VoiceTubers 呢，身为我们的忠实粉丝们，你们都会知道 VoiceTube 它的 slogan 就是 Press Play and Learn。 不知道你们有没有想过这句话是什么意思。 Press 我们刚刚说是压，那 Play 呢就是播放键，因为我们都是用影片来学习英文，所以你压下播放键然后开始学习，所以我们的 VoiceTube 的 slogan 是这个意思，所以跟大家介绍一下。第三个学习重点单字是 prioritize， 它是动词，把事情依优先顺序排好。我们造一个句子， I always prioritize my family over everything else. 我永远把我的家庭放在最前面，所有事情的最前面。I always prioritize my family over everything else. 那 prioritize 这个动词是从 priority 名词优先变来的。很常我们会听到一句话， Safety is our top priority. 当你在开车之前你都会说安全第一，那这个第一我们就会用 priority 这个单字。Safety is our top priority. 第四个学习重点单字是 ignore 它是动词忽视。Everyone always ignores what he says. 每一个人总是忽视他说过的所有的话。那忽视也可以联想到另外一个同义字 N 开头的 neglect。My best friend has been neglecting me recently, but I don't know why. 我的好朋友最近一直在忽视我，但是我不知道为什么。Neglect 也是忽视的意思。好，那我让我们来再来复习一次今天的 topic sentence. We are always busy idolizing celebrities, daydreaming about our crushes, prioritizing our besties,and consuming ourselves with media that we ignore our closest friend, ourselves. So after watching this video, if you find yourself will get unhappy because of these five things, maybe you can try some way to get rid of those things that make you unhappy. For example, for me, I will go swimming or hang out with my friends. These helps me a lot.And maybe you can try someday when you are depressed. Thanks for joining us for today's pronunciation challenge. I will challenge you guys next time. See you!